Meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, John. Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Epoch Exxon call on Wednesday, 18th of July, 2018 at 1300 UTC. On the call today, we have Caleb Ogundele, David Cake, John Carr, Juan Randa Rojas, Oralua Lesi, Raul Ploma, and from South of Half, myself, Maram Bakoshi. I'd like to remind all participants to please put your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And please mute your mic when you're not speaking. Thank you. Over to you, John.
Great. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our new executive. I'm so excited. One, for MPOC and that we're growing, but mostly to work with all of you. I think we have a team, so welcome all, and I'm looking forward to the next 12 months. I sent out the agenda. Was there anything that anyone wanted to add or focus on that was not in the agenda? I didn't see any feedback, but sometimes my email is wonky, so if we're accepting the agenda? Yes, no, yes, yes, okay, great. All right.
John,
so,
could you just show the last part of the agenda there? Or was the NCSG EC seat in discussion?
The appointments are there, I believe.
I can't see it.
Yes.
But
I don't see it
so
either.
Maybe we could.
Is this the right one? Hold on, let me see. This is not the right one, Miriam. That's the one that we had for us. Miriam, this is the one I sent last week when we were supposed to have the other meeting. Yes. Sorry.
Oh my God, which is not clear.
Okay. Do you have the other one?
Yes, I do. Hold on. I just uploaded
okay,
the I just put the wrong one. Hold on.
Okay. So while that's being done, just let me quickly say that I think that we have a pretty phenomenal committee, and for myself, if I was speaking this time next year, some of the things that I would like to see is an increased membership, at least involved in policy statements, and lots and lots of hosting events at ICANN meetings. So I think if we could have 20 new organizations that were increased, I think that would be a good benchmark. For those who weren't on the EC last year, I asked Miriam to do a database that looked at where our members are from, and so that we start to, and then I asked Ganga, who was the membership chair at the time, to look at the missions so that we can start to look and form committees based on people's, our members' expertise. So that was sort of the go-forward plan for members, but I'll speak to Juan with that on how we do that, and Caleb, and how we engage those sorts of things. And, of course, with David on board, with experience in politics, great. Is there anyone that wants to say any opening statements? So to answer your question, Raul, there's a committee appointment to be discussed. There. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, great. All right. And there were some suggestions that I wrote down as an initial thought, but doesn't mean it goes that way. All right, great. Okay, so So, Oria, I wanted to ask you, I see your name, you go with Leslie, but I have Omulu. Which one do you want me to use? It doesn't matter to me, I have two names too, so just want to make sure that I don't insult anyone using the wrong name. Just let me know.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yes. Leslie is my married name, so... Shomolu is my maiden name, so I usually go by Shomolu Leshi, but sometimes I just say Leshi. I think it's just easier to just say Ore Leshi. So I...
Okay. You prefer that? I'm fine with either. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, great. No worries. Okay, so let's get to it then. The events. One did post a report for Panama. I think it was great. I think we had a fantastic meeting in Panama, and I lots of excitement. So I heard nothing that was misquoted or anything, so I think that it's done. We were on to ICANN 63 Barcelona, and so I need to know who is interested, because I'm supposed to send names to Terry from ICANN, and she keeps asking him, we haven't had a meeting yet. So if people could let me know who can go and interested, I will have to choose who goes. So a couple of things. We have three travel spots for the EPOC EC. There is one for NCSG EC, and there is a third, another one for the funds that we received from PIR, Public Interest Registry, that's for Barcelona. And so I have been trying to find out how many, if we have more than one seat, is it one seat? And I can't seem to get a straight answer, so I will actually find that out today, because I have to, depending who responds wanting to go to Barcelona, I will have to find out the responses that are available. So that's one of the things that I have to do, is to clarify the number of seats on those funds. All right. So if we could, while we're planning for ICANN 63, we need to think about if we want to do a community engagement session. Getting an echo. Hold on, let me just mute other.
I'm sorry, Bill? The echo was...
Can you hear me? Bill?
I think the echo is me joining the meeting.
Hello?
I guess I'm going to pick up something.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm getting an echo.
Yes,
I'm getting
an
echo.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes,
I can hear you.
Right.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so the echo would be me connecting. I'll have to put some headphones on. I'll do that.
Okay. Anyway, while we're waiting for David, can everybody hear me still?
Yep.
Okay, good. So we created a lot of excitement with the joint NCSG-ALAC session, and so much so that we were actually mentioned in their report. And secondly, Olivier Lelon Capon came and spoke with Raul and I at breakfast on how for us to be more involved in the planning session of the NCSG joint session. So I was pretty excited about that. And I really would like to be more involved, because one that happened, it was sort of dictated to us, and you know, for us to give a quick 2.5 minute presentation. So I think that it will be good if we're part of the planning process. So if it's okay with everyone, I can work with Juan and Caleb to plan those sessions and report back next time. So so that's a membership engagement. In terms of Europe, then we would look at who is involved, who are in Barcelona, what organizations might be coming to ICANN, and work with them to start the process of engaging our members. So that's sort of, but I will work with one to do that. Any questions regarding that? All right. So just to close that number two then, we have completed the Panama report. We should try, as we go forward, to do more extensive reporting on a sessions basis, on a daily basis. It can be one report, but sort of have a running report on what's happening and who's attended. So we can start that for the next one. And secondly, I'll find out how many spots we have for travel from the PIR fund. And just a, also just a quick thing on that, PIR also wanted to speak with us regarding community engagement as well, but as a separate funding opportunity. Raul and I attended that session as well. It was an impromptu sort of we're at ICANN and it happened. So we do have that opportunity as well. So they will pay, they will fund a session based on engaging not-for-profit. But so we'll, we have that in our back pocket as well. So that's number two. So the actions from that is I will work with Juan and Caleb for the committee engagement, if we're going to have that, and a membership engagement as well, to see how they want to be involved. Did anybody, before I move any forward, did anybody have a chance to sort of do a strategic plan for their positions? I know it will take some time, but it, we should be having it and looking at each one. Oreo and I will work on that, what everyone said, and work on it every meeting so that we can look at what needs to be done, what supports need to happen, and planning. That's the idea about it. And also, if, are we performing as well? So if you haven't done it, if you could please do it as soon as possible, that would be great. All right, so committee appointment.
June.
Appointed.
Yes. June. Sorry, I have my raise my hand up. Okay, no, just to say that as a former communication chair, we were finally planning a strategy from communication to use social media networks channel. And we are still working with that with the help with Caleb, our communication chair now, and Joanna. And, I think hopefully we will be, implementing that strategy for social media, because this I think could be helpful for, attract more members and to know what MPOC does and what MPOC works and those things using social media channels. So we are working on that until now, and this is a work in progress, but I hope, we hope that soon we'll be launched and finally we can reach more people through social media channels too.
Yeah, just on the note, I think the report we made for Panama, I think we could maybe like copy and paste bits of that into a blog post on our website, because the last news there is now from ICANN 60, so it'd be nice to have this new report there in some form.
Okay, I'll do it. I think that I just sent it by mail, but I forgot published on website, so I can't do it, of course.
Excellent.
John, just to let you know that you're on mute. If you're ready to talk, please unmute yourself.
Okay, hi. Okay, this is Ore. Yes, I also had a comment about the strategic plan. I reached out to Olivier about following up from basically getting up to speed on maybe what he was doing last year and to do a handover. I think I will need to maybe have like a separate discussion with maybe Joan and Miriam, because there are some things I really wasn't clear about in terms of what the secretariat does and what Miriam does. So maybe I think that could be like a separate discussion. So I think that would really help me. And if there's like a strategic plan from last year, so I can always follow up with you afterwards.
Okay. I hope you can hear me. Yes, Ori, I will be happy to follow up with you to discuss that. There was no strategic plan previously. That's why we want to get them in place so that when there's a new executive, they can see sort of ongoing activities and work from that, never starting from scratch, building our infrastructure. So we can talk offline about how we do that and how we can work together to make that happen. That's great. All right. If no other hands, let's go to the appointments then. So the three that we're sort of responsible for, so this is representation from the constituencies. Remy, we've appointed him for the financial committee, and he has sent out the draft operating procedures for us to comment. If everyone could read it and look at it, it's a very complicated issue because I think Peto and Remy are asking some pretty significant questions, and there's a lot of pushback, but they're very, very clear and very, very fair in their questions. And I think they're going to make a really good committee. So if everyone could just please look at it and have some comments, not so much from a constituency point of view, although I know that's what we are, but his role, Remy's role, is not to represent us, if you could believe it. It's actually to represent the finance committee. So if we could look at overall operating procedures, having in mind that we're trying to sort of pave the way for funds, not for specific funds, but when funds seized on a regular basis and how they're distributed fairly to the constituencies. So if you could look at it with the eyes, that would be great. So NCSG EC, I have one down. He didn't ask for this. I just put it down as the membership chair. That's not something he wants. That's fine. But I think the membership chair should be there. Is there anyone? Raul, you were on that committee. Did you still want to be on that committee again? I need to send these names in as soon as possible.
No, I'd like to continue. There's going to be quite a few decisions in the next half a year that we've been sort of starting the discussions on, so maybe it would be good to have some continuum on that.
Yeah. Okay, so and one you're good for being on as well. Yes.
Yeah, I have no problem to. But I I am deciding about appointed that's what I'm a bit confused. I'm sorry.
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, I am. I agree. I have no problem with that.
Okay, so I've got Juan and Raul. David, I put your name down as the NCSG PC. I think it makes sense, but are you? Do you have the time to be on that committee? Obviously, to ask you, David.
Can people hear me?
Yes.
Okay, if people can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you.
If people
can
hear me. I think I should be on that committee. I don't know who our second representative... I mean, I can, and I certainly have the time to be on that committee, and I think it is, you know, really natural that the policy committee chair should be on that. But we do need to work out who that... I think we have two... Do we have two representatives on that committee? Of course, we also have Martin by councillor is on that automatically. So, but we need another person as well. I'm not sure. I mean, I'll try and organise a meeting for next week, and we can talk. That will be one of the things I think we should. I mean, I think the committee should have a say in that. If they're willing to do it. Probably at this stage, the natural person will be Thomas, but we'll see how that goes. It may somewhere be someone else who wants to do it, and often that committee will allow people on as observers, as non-voting observers as well, if they've already been on the committee. So, who are our representatives on that committee at the moment?
Me, Juan Manuel. I am in PC committee right now, and the other person it was consulate. But I agree with maybe the another person could be Thomas, and I could be just an observer because I am in mailing list from policy committee.
Yeah, if you're already on the PC, often they allow people to remain on as observers, and sometimes that's useful. Especially, I mean, former councillors, that's really quite useful because they tend to also be involved in things. So we'll see how it goes. But, yeah, I'll bring the if we need a name right away, we can say Thomas and we can always change it. But otherwise, I'll wait until the committee meeting next week to make that decision, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, that's fine. And I'd support Thomas and would like to also, if I become the member of the NPOC policy committee, I think it would make sense to have the policy committee members of NPOC as observers on the NCSG PC, but I don't know if that is what they do there.
Well, And no, because that would be, I mean, we, the NPOC policy committee is, like, pretty much bigger than the policy committee, almost, or about the same size. So that would be almost doubling the size of the people at all. So they might not want that. But remember, we've already got, I mean, we've already got Martin as a councillor, and we, you know, we'll have other people, we may have others as well. So we'll see how we go. I don't think everybody on the NPOC policy committee should be in the NCSG policy committee. It would just, I mean, it would be, would make it quite unwieldy. And the NCUC don't do that. I mean, they have they have former councillors remaining on the committee, but they don't just have people from their policy committee on that committee. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that, David, that sounds good for next week. Just let us know. I just want to go on record that I'd like to be an observer as well. My understanding is from the policy committee, not the finance committee, observers get involved in the dialogue but not in the decision-making. Is that correct?
I mean, realistically, I don't really expect the distinction to ever matter on the NPOC policy committee. Like, I don't think we'll come to a vote very often, if at all. I mean, maybe very occasionally if there's, you know, appointing positions or something. But or we may do it as a sort of a straw poll, in which case I'm, you know, don't think it's, you know, it's more important to have people who are involved in the issue rather than people who are officially on the committee. But on the NCSG policy committee, that's kind of a different story because that can come to a formal vote occasionally on a few things. So most of the time on an actual policy issue, probably it's fine for people to make a comment. But it may occasionally come to a vote. I don't think on very much, possibly when it comes down to working out who candidates are for some things or something like that. But even then, I think we should be aiming for consensus as much as possible. So, and I don't think that's actually going to be that big an issue.
Okay, great. I just wanted to point out, I'm sure you know, that obviously we are more about organizations than we are about individuals. So what we're looking for is if there's the policy committee is not a standalone. We've written it in our charter to be the same as NCUC, where it will be a standalone committee. But at the moment, it's not. You know, then the committee, the PC would have to identify the issues and bring a motion to the ExCom to vote on. So that's how we've been operating in terms of policies. Just to make sure that that's understood.
Yeah, no, I think it would have to be, but I mean, I should hope that very seldom would that policy committee produce a recommendation that was not likely to approve, and where it needs a where we've developed a position and, you know, got comments on it, that will be a thing where we need to develop a position and produce, you know, sort of written output. Then that will hopefully be a thing where we will drag in whoever is knowledgeable and useful about the issue, and where it's a an issue. I think quite often I think we're going to have to take to the ExCom or whatever the position of essentially do we, the first issue very often will be, do we want to develop a position on this separately? You know, is this something we can have an NCSG policy on, or will it be something where there are different policy positions from NCUC and NPOC? Or will it be one where NPOC alone actually has an interest in the issue? So we'll do that once we've basically made that decision, which will probably be one that needs sort of approval. But for actually working on a paper, we'll have to look out who involved in creating that document. And we're going to have to do that relatively sort of informally because we won't have the time to sort of vote on who's going to be part of a drafting team on, you know, a number of issues, especially as many of the issues will be very short. I mean, we don't have a vote on who is on the drafting team if the draft is going to be sort of two paragraphs long or something, which can happen with some issues.
Yes, no, that I understand. Thanks a lot. I just wanted to point out that we're not individually. I like to sort of mirror organizations. You know, it has to go through the process.
Yeah, absolutely. No, of course we're organisations and we aren't developing individual positions, and some people may need to go back to the organisation and get an opinion and that sort of thing. But I mean, practically, when it comes to issues like drafting and so on, it doesn't matter who, unless people are able to draw on resources from their organisation, we effectively need to work with individuals to get things in. But that's different to approval.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So from that, I've got from number three, I've got Remy has been appointed for the Finance Committee. They've got Juan has agreed, Raul, both for the ESG EC, so I will send Parsi notification, and David, obviously, for the NCSG PC, and he will recommend someone. If we can all sort of participatively agree, that it will be Thomas for the PC. Sounds good. I think she is quite knowledgeable. Just one quick question. In terms of the four issues that we've identified, I'm getting emails from people who are interested in working on those specific subject matters. Who should I be sending the information to so that they don't get lost? Now, you know, working groups, for example, someone sent to me, I met her and she said, I don't even remember it, but she said she spoke with me in ICANN 60. And she was interested in cyber security. I have a number of people that have done that because that's what I kind of wanted when I spoke to anyone is, you know, how do you get involved with MPOS? So maybe what I will do is start to put it on Trello so that everyone sees it. These are the people that are interested in these issues. But there has to be a follow-up to the person that, one, this is the working group that's being formed. I mean, I don't want to get it so administrative that we have lots of working groups and lots of committees. I want us to be lead for the moment, but I don't want people to get lost if they volunteered to do something. So maybe what I'll do, if it's okay with everyone, is work with Oreo with collecting this information in the best way possible and send it out to Raul and David. Does that sound?
Yeah, that's fine by me. If they're already in an actual working group, like they're already involved in a policy process, then I think that's pretty straightforward. Send them to me. We may put them as an observer on the NPOP PC, or we may, just make sure they're included in discussions about that particular working group. But where it's someone who's interested in sort of a general area like cybersecurity, that is a bit more difficult because, there's quite a few of those processes around, and some of them may not even be going through the GNSO. We may be sort of saying, oh, well, there's this thing happening in ALAC. Maybe you're interested in it. I think if it's someone who's interested in a sort of general area, I think certainly make sure Raul and myself know. And if, I mean, I'm always happy to give some advice, even if it's not directly policy committee related. And we can, but it is a real problem that those people get dropped because there's nothing immediately to do. So we might have to make sure that we, you know, someone follows up, even if it's to say, hi, we are aware, we spoke. Here's some things you might want to look at, or let's meet up at the next meeting or whatever. I'm agreeing it's a real problem, and Trello is probably as good a place as any.
Do you know the NPOC Trello? Do you have the link for the NPOC Trello, Dave?
I have not looked at the NPOC Trello. I know there was a NCSG Trello. I assume it's much the same. Oh, but I have to make sure I start monitoring that. I'll talk to Marianne.
Okay, cool. Joan, I'm not sure,
okay,
but did I miss, did we decide the new member for the NCSG EC? Is Juan our new EC representative?
Yes, it is, Juan and yourself.
Okay. Well, I think we could, because Farzi is asking me to give one of the names for the NCSG EC slot. Now it's been like basically it's been rotating, and I think I used the last one for Panama. So I guess now it would be then Juan's turn to use his for Barcelona.
Okay, so basically what I'm supposed to do is people send the names to me and I send it off to ICANN and to NCSG. So this is a new term, but we did do it as rotating. But if everyone could send it to me, who wants to go to Barcelona, send their names. Then we can. I can send the names to. I will let you know who's chosen. But if trading the name for NCSG, and you're saying Juan, if Juan wants to go, that's the other thing. Is Juan going to Barcelona? That's the first thing we have to verify. Is
right.
Going.
Do you want to go, Juan? Juan.
Yeah, of course. I'm here. Yeah, I want to go. I need to organize things here in my office, of course. But of course, I.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Tell that to your boss today. I'll give your name to Farzi today, and you are using the NCSG EC slot for Barcelona. And then
okay, and
the others. The others will send names to Joan, and then she will decide the rest.
Okay.
Okay?
So everyone, please send your name, and I will let you know. Friday is the deadline for submitting names, so today's Wednesday. If you could please send your name. I'm not quite sure if anyone else is sponsored by any other groups that they're involved in, but please, anyone who wants a travel spot for MPOC, please send the names, and then I will get back to you on who I will be submitted. So if I don't receive any, I'll assume you don't want to go.
Joan, just for clarity, in the process of sending names to you, does that also include, like, we basically have the constituency slots, as well as the one PIR slot in that, right?
That's correct.
Okay, excellent.
What I have to find out is if we have one or two. Yeah, one or two slots. That's we know we have one for sure. Okay, great. Actually, we have four. Sorry, somebody was speaking.
David. Yeah. Well, for one thing, I just want to say I am interested in going to Barcelona, if that's what we were talking about, which I presume it is. I'm not quite sure how the PIR slots are going to work. It may be that, we should, and this is the first time we've really had them, so I think the process will be a bit, I mean, I think we're working it out. It may be that,
Hi David, sorry to interrupt you. We can't hear you at all.
Sorry, is this better?
That's much better.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, thank you.
Right. Okay. In this PIR slots, these are a new thing. No one quite knows how they. I'm not sure we quite know how this process is working, and it will be a little bit. I would expect it will, you know, we'll chop and change it a bit. But because this is real money shared around NCSG, it may be that a good idea for us to allocate that PIR slot depending on which traveller is going to be the most expensive. And I'm not, but if we should coordinate with that to NCSG and NCUC to work out whether that's going to be part of the process. I mean, I'd hope it would be, if we can manage that, to basically allocate the slot so that money is being used most efficiently.
Did I understand correctly that we should use the PIR slot for the cheapest trip? Because that...
I think that might be the best way to use...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that was my thought. And allocate... And so rather than having two separate application processes for the PIR... as many as we're able to in the most efficient manner. That's just my thought, but I don't know what that process is going to look like, and that's probably something where we need to talk to sort of NCSG and NCUC to ensure we're all on.
I think we've just lost David. I hope he, can you guys hear me?
Sorry, I keep dropping out, so if I just disappear, that's probably it. It's probably because the weather's very bad where I am.
So I will try as much as possible to find out. We know the guidelines, as been stated, is NCUC travel guidelines. Which is, they focus a lot on policy involvement. So, Raul, if I could just ask you just to wait for a day or so before you give Farzi the name of Juan, because Juan has been involved with policy. Just let me find out what their criteria is that they will be following at NC. If you don't mind. Is that all right?
Okay, sounds sensible.
Yeah. The other thing is that I don't use my hotel room, so it is actually available as well. If
someone can get sponsorship for the actual travel. So that's also available as well. So I've been asked by other groups, but I always say it's for MPOC, so.
Okay. Can I say something there? Because I think for example, my flights are, I think they're something around 200 euros return. So that could maybe be smart to, I don't know. It depends how many people we want there, but I guess we would have some money from Rudy by then and could maybe pay somebody European or North Africa, for example, to come to Barcelona, and then they could use the hotel room.
Right, so I just, you know, there is that as well. And speaking of the funds from Rudy, my last communication with him was that he said he had sent it. It did not arrive, so I've asked him to sit by check. So we'll wait to see if we'll receive that.
I just want to say on that.
Go ahead.
I just want to put an odd note on travel. It looks like I'm going directly from if I go to Barcelona, which I hope to. I'd be going directly to another meeting in Taiwan, so I don't necessarily need that leg of the trip. I just don't think there's any useful way we can use that.
All right, so everyone just send your name in, please, and I'll find out information, and I'll let you know before I submit names and So quickly, Raul, please don't send Juan's name. Just tell Farzi that you'll do it by Friday. Just wanted, because there's so many things that we're trying to arrange. So we'll
sure.
Okay. Sure. So any other questions on the committee appointments? No objections, okay. Any other business that anyone wants to discuss that we should be looking at?
Yeah, Joan, I don't remember if exactly the subject, but I remember that Farsi submitted any response, any answer from us in, I think it's CRM issue, I think. I think that today's deadline for that, CVCRM, I think, I don't remember, but I think it's that is just today the last date to do this. I'm correct? Is that subject that we should decide also today to send some answers to her?
I had that on my list here as business arising. Thanks a lot. So NCSG has asked the constituencies for contributions for the CIVI CRM. They have influenced the database. It's a significant amount they're asking from our website development. And maybe, Caleb, you can weigh in on this. We are looking at developing our own website, and which is ongoing, and we don't know the cost of that. She's asking for about $4,000 of the $9,000 that we have for website development. My goodness, my phone's just going like crazy. Okay, so how does everyone feel about that? That's the first question. That's a lot of money it's probably the most important. We need more information. We don't have a lot of information about it. Caleb, go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone from Nigeria. Now, my first opinion about it is she already confirmed that we are using an open source, which is a good thing. I'm always an advocate for open source because of the cost of maintenance. However, the $4,000 she's requesting for, is a very large chunk of money that I think that we should actually use this also as a point of negotiation to ask if we could have access to the membership database. For me, if the money is available for the platform. Hello, can anyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So if we have access to the membership platform, or if we do not have at this point, I think it's a good time for us to use this as a point of negotiation to get access to the membership database, even as observers. For me, if it's something that is worth the fund, but in the coming years, the fund is going to come down, I would suggest that we should give it some form of consideration.
Yeah, I think what Farzi was saying that is that NCSG would use the whole 9,000, or in fact like 8,300 or something like that, for this project, the new member database, and then NCUC and NPOC would pay the rest. And I understood that for the first year, that would be, NPOC's share would be around 2,500 or less. So I think that's really what we'd have to pay, or what NPOC would have to pay for it. But at the moment, like, for example, with Iana, who's been trying to apply for NPOC member, I think she's now actually finally managed to do it, but she did it in April, and it's still not, like, official. So, and the membership database, or the how it hasn't been functioning, is really the reason why the membership has been really lagging. And I think the big, about half of the money in the project of the new database comes really from the development, so that it's made for our needs. And like, for example, I think they could even run the future elections of NCSG with this new Civic CRM. So I think that could actually be worth it. And once they've developed it to us, or for us, then we can maybe look at other alternatives of somebody maintaining it, because now the maintenance, or they're planning that the maintenance would cost something a little less than $600 per month. So I think we could do a little bargaining there, maybe with some other people, after the first half a year is finished. But my recommendation would be that we should pay this 2,500, and we'd still be left with 7,000 or 6,500. So I think that's still more than we can burn on this website in a year.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely fine, and we should go ahead. Since but what I would actually just advise or recommend is that we have like a documentation stating what we have to pay for it at any other time subsequently if there is going to be any need for that. So if we have a documentation for it, we can always refer to it in the future and say that this is more like a service level agreement that the NCSG has with the developers as well. Those are my thoughts.
So just a quick addition, Caleb. I think the gist of what I read in her email is that this is for the good of the stakeholder group, and it helps MPOC and it helps NCUC in terms of our membership. So it's not a sort of a beneficial, you know, what benefits us at the moment, but we would be able to see the data. And I agree with you that there should be some, it's not transparent enough for me of what you're doing, but I do think that having a strong database is really, really crucial. Farzi has mentioned that she will send us more information, but right now they're in need of us saying that we will support the database for the membership, that out of our $9,000 that we would contribute, now I hear it's 25, I thought it was 4,000, but 2,500 to that process.
John.
But I have no idea. Yes? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just to let you know that my hand is off. I just wanted to contribute to what you were saying. It's actually 4,000, but you know, when you finish, yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I go on? I was waiting.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. I just wanted to clarify that it's actually 4,000 from each constituency because it's not just the database, but it's also the membership application and election management as well. So that's why the total amount came to 16,500. Now the issue is that the most companies do not; they would want to build from scratch, so they would not want to work on what somebody else has done before, and that's the issue we're having here. And I think that's why the amount is what it is right now, which is 16,500. And so after paying the hosting fees of I think it's $580 or $670, NCSG is left with about $8,000, and that's why the difference is required from NPOC and NCDC. Because right now the system is almost to a halt, and it's important that, you know, it gets done properly. And that's why Fazi is asking, well, not really Fazi, I mean, that's why it's the developers are asking for that amount. Thank you. And just to clarify that it's one-off thing.
Yeah.
So every year after that, will be 6,000 plus for the service level agreement, which NCSG will cover from its budget. So it's just a one-time contribution, so to speak, to get the system or the platform running to where it should be. We don't have support for the platform right now, so that's why with it being broken, nothing can be done because there's no support at all. Thank you.
Okay, Mariam, did I understand correctly that NCSG... So the NCSG would pay the running costs after the development is done. Is that correct, Mariam?
Yes, yeah, that's very correct, yeah.
Okay, well, I would still recommend it, even if it was that 4,000 then.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I'm just saying to everyone that, well, I would still recommend going for it even if it's 4,000 at the sort of the first chunk. And if NCSG is picking the tab for the running of it later, then that, I think that's quite good for both constituencies.
All right, great. Is everyone in agreement then that MPOC supports
NCSGA with $4,000 of its web development fund. Any objections to us to MPA supporting NCSG with $4,000?
No objection, and strongly recommending. Given Miriam's explanation.
Okay, great. Thank you. Go ahead, Oreo.
Yes, I recommend as well. It's something that's going to benefit.
Hi, Oreo. We didn't hear you. Can you please repeat?
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me better?
Yes.
So I said that I think it's fine. It's something that is going to benefit all of us. So I think it's fine. One-time payments as well. So I think it's okay. I think we should go ahead. And
so David and Juan as well?
Yeah. This is Juan. I'm agreeing with that. I think it's a good thing for us, and is as Miriam says, that is useful for other things. I think.
I don't really understand why it's what is going on that makes it quite so expensive. But sure, if this is what Miriam and well, this is what our secretariat and NCSG want, then I don't have a problem with it, sure. There doesn't seem to be emerging any consensus around any alternative, so.
So I have just one question, probably for if Juan or Caleb could just confirm. With our own MPOC website, if we gave $4,000, will we still have enough money for our design as we're outlining it at the moment? I just want us to be left with not being able to pay for that. Either of you? We would be left with $5,000.
I don't know if it would be enough money to develop a new website as we were thinking about, but maybe we could check maybe the area that we talk in Panama could be cheaper or something like that, that it doesn't to cost too much. I don't remember how much it cost the proposal that we were checking in Panama from 99 Designs, but we can check. And I think I think 4,000 is enough for design our website. I think maybe I don't know. I think it's enough, but we should check also if it is or not possible.
Yeah, I mean, should we speak? We don't need to do any development, only design for the MPOC site. I would think it shouldn't be that expensive.
I think we should be okay. So I will send an email to Farzi as an action to say they're in support of the database, because I think it's very important for us to have a strong membership database. So thank you for that. Any other questions on that then? We're good. The other request was for MPOC members. It's really NCSG, but are there any interest in representing MPOC with the EPDP process? There was a request for that as well, and I sent it to the XCOM if anyone wanted to fund. We don't have to make that decision here, but from what I understand, they're looking for lots of volunteers. It's the main people, it's 30 hours, and there's no way I would even get close to that. I don't have that kind of time. But just so that everyone knows, it is available and they can do it. So, any questions on that?
I just want to say this is it's one of these things. This is incredibly important. Like it's going to be the dominating thing for the whole dominating GNSO policy thing for whole of ICANN for the next year, I would think. It's going to be a heap of work to be on it. It's pretty much going to be, there's so much has to be done in the first 6 months. It's going to be basically a very intense 6 months. I would really only jump into this if you already sort of have participated in policy processes that either involve a lot of privacy or a lot of data or who is or other things. I would love it if there was anyone in NPOC who was at the moment standing out as a really good candidate. But then we don't have enough for the whole of NCSG, right? I expect that we will see sort of the traditional people who are the real heavy lifters on this.
Our only hope, Dave.
Not me. I don't have the time to do it this 6 months. I might volunteer to be one of the alternates. To be one of those six, I think, people from NCSG who will be on that is going to be hard work. Luckily, we've got a few. We may need to drag in people who aren't very active but have a lot of privacy. See if we could. It'd be wonderful if we could convince Wendy Seltzer to do it, for example. But I bet we can't. We do have the cavalry running in over the hill is the return of Amr al-Sadar, which is wonderful. Someone who was working with ICANN for a while, but he's not anymore and has rejoined NCSG. I think he's interested in being on that. And was on that group as a staff member for a while. We'll see how we go. We're going to see how. We're going to need six great people and we're going to be struggling to find them. But the other thing we've been talking about on that is to basically form a backroom, a team to help deal with that. So if you do have, I think it's one of these things, we've got to try and find a few people. We may end up with one or two people on the team who are not experienced with ICANN processes. But if you're someone who isn't experienced with ICANN processes and you want to be part of that team, then you better already have some other really useful skills to bring to it, like privacy expertise. So, I should ask and see who wants to put forward, but it's going to be super hard work and we can't afford to have anyone who isn't really able to both jump in very quickly on the policy issues and put the work in. So if we can only find six people like that, then it's great. But this is going to be a hard one, and there will be a lot of people from, the IPC and so on who will be in there fighting very, very hard for their position. I don't want to speak on behalf or assume our policy position, but I think
I think we just lost Dave.
Yeah, I dropped out for a bit there.
There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, just saying, I don't want to presume our policy position, and we don't necessarily need to be, 100% united on our policy position, but it just needs to be really, it's going to be a lot of work,
And we need people who are going to be right there in their working, and if we can find people doing that. But also, if you're just interested, I think, but don't have the time to commit, we will definitely have uses for people like that as well. So it's going to be one of the things to discuss at our first policy committee meeting, but I think we should discuss it on the NPOC list and so on as well. So if we put out the call, but we shouldn't just sort of encourage people to take it on as their first policy thing or anything like that, because this is not an ICANN 101. This is really got to be very fast against with some very, very experienced and motivated players on other teams. So. Okay,
the deadline is today after tomorrow.
This one so we've got to get the word out very quick.
So,
do you have a date in mind for the policy committee meeting, Dave?
No, I was going to. I've been meaning to put out a doodle poll for the last couple of days, and I haven't. I'm sorry.
So David, can I ask you to take the lead on sending out an email to see and just take ownership of that for anyone that's interested in the EDPDP? For example, one is interested, but like you're saying, they're looking for experienced people, Issy and who is, right? So.
Most of the people in there will be veterans of previous campaigns, so to speak. I'm happy. I'll send an email about that in the next few hours to the NPOC sort of general discuss list.
Great. Thank you so much. I'll write that down. All right. I think, let me see, what else did I have? I have one other business arising, and this sort of involves Caleb and Juan. We need to do, and I will be definitely want to be part of this, talking points for presentations. We have developed something that we have as a template. We do have sort of the bones of it already, so that if someone is asked to do a presentation to their, for example, Juan is doing it for the for his region, that, you know, they can download it and have a sort of a package, a toolkit ready for talking points. So I'd like to work with Caleb and Juan. I don't know if you want to work on that, just to sort of have that ready to go package. So Caleb, can I count on you to help me with that then? Or you want to take ownership of it? We need to get it done. We don't have that. Caleb? Can you hear me, Caleb? I think we may have lost. Yeah, it looks like his phone is not on. I will send him an email to work on that as well. Any other questions or things that we should be discussing? Is that the appointments, website development, travel slots? So to recap, I'm waiting. Everyone, please send in your names if you want to go to Barcelona. I will find out about the travel slots from NCUC, and I have a number of people with actions. So Ori and I will work on the actions part with Miriam, and if everyone could please work on some sort of strategy, what they want to do, how they're going to do it, so that then if we need to advertise it and tell our neighbor, our members, do that, we want it to be sort of an integrated process, not a silo process. So that's the reason I'm asking for the strategic plan, and so that things don't get lost. I hate when actions get lost. So at least if we keep on top of it, doesn't mean we're going to get done, but at least it's always in our space. So that's all I have. If anybody else has anything, any last words, this is the time to bring them up. Anything we're not addressing, should be addressing. Miriam's hand's up. I don't know if that was an old hand. Okay, it's down. All right, next meeting. We normally, is Wednesday a good time for everyone? Or should we send out a doodle?
Wednesday is good, but no harm in sending a doodle.
Okay. Anyone else? So the next would possibly have would be August 15th. How is that? August 15th? Sounds good?
15th is good.
Everyone's good? Sounds good. Got two. Three. And just Caleb. Okay, great. All right, so August 15th. And is the time good for everyone? We're never going to have a perfect time, but... Gloria, it's not good for Gloria. Wednesday. Go ahead, Oreo.
Wednesday is generally fine, but that's the Wednesday. I have the first.
Oh, I see. Okay. So everybody is agreeing on Wednesday. So how about the 22nd?
Also good.
Any objections to the 22nd? No objections. Okay, Miriam, the next meeting will be August 22nd. And is 1300 UTC good for everyone as well? Caleb, is the 22nd good for you? Is 1300 UTC good for everyone, or is that okay? All right, so we'll make it August 22nd at 1300 UTC. All right, we will talk on email, and I will try to get some information as quickly as possible regarding the travel so people can make travel arrangements. Okay? And if there are no other questions or comments, I'd like to call this meeting to an end.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call. The meeting is August. Thank you very much.